Well, I am Zulfiqar Ahmed, and I work at a small policy institute in Berkeley. That's my work, and then I have an activist life too. I'm from Pakistan. What Phil said actually is more or less what I was going to talk about. But start in a much larger global context of what are the things which this war on Iraq have showed us, and how would some of these things might unfold over time. I think the first point that you made, which was a very important one about the US, which is that, and I will put it in a larger term, a growing separation between state and people. Because with Iraq war, what we remember now much more clearly is the victory of the Bush administration, of the US military. What we remember less clearly is a historically unprecedented thing that happened. The level of mobilization of people against the war, before the war, that had not happened in history. Where did that mobilization come from? That mobilization was a symptom of this slow separation of people and states. States have increasingly stopped having legitimacy because they have stopped fulfilling some of the functions, both social function and economic function, and the function of providing security that they were brought into being in the first place. This particular business of separation of state and people is actually very beautifully codified in the UN itself. That UN Charter, on the one hand, gives absolute sovereignty to states. On the other hand, there is a universal declaration of human rights, of an individual's human right. So when the two come into clash, and you can see that they are necessarily antagonistic in a very unequal world, they are bound to be antagonistic. This is what we see, for example, happening in Iraq, that the US can go in saying that we are in one way or another protecting Iraqis' human rights and trample over the sovereignty part. So even the international mechanisms, which were state-based, have become actually irrelevant, unless UN moves away completely from its origins, which in 1945 was very much all these war weary states coming together and saying that, okay, we must create an arrangement so this won't happen again. So that development, I think, has a lot of potential. And how is it that people in Pakistan, in India, Afghanistan, Middle East are doing? And that work has got very little to do with the state. It is, as you very nicely put it, everyday war. This everyday war is being waged at a very large scale. And I think the challenge that you put, I will be brief because there's few people and we should discuss more rather than talk. The challenge will be actually threefold. How to address immediate urgent problems. If Bush gets 4 more years, it will be hellish, not just for the people here, but for all over the world. That we have to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. That is not sufficient, however. We have to balance it because, look, who has been the imperialist historically in the US? It has been the Democrats who have always taken this country to war. they were perfectly happy. It was democratic governments which arranged coup d'etats against democratically elected governments in Iran, in Guatemala, in Chile. Vietnam War, who took us there? Hey, well, I mean, Republican, of course, I will take you there, but Democrats have been there. So it wouldn't be nirvana, but I think it's an important thing to defeat Bush. Second is that we have to push our agenda, which is that democracy fundamentally is something that we do not understand. We only think of it in formal terms, in terms of votes, in terms of institutions. At its heart, at its very heart, democracy is a very radical proposition that the decisions which affect your life, life of your family and of your community, in making of those decisions, you must have a say. That is what democracy in its essence is. And that fight has to be fought, because in states do not guarantee that right. They will do whatever they can because they have their own interest. The perfect example is what you mentioned. Economy going down, war budget going up, domestic expenditure on all the essentials, education, healthcare, social services just being decimated. That shows very well what the interest of states are. It's actually very much what goes on in most of the world. And finally, I think that challenge, if that can be met, and that is what will require a lot of hard work, is how do we network all these groups, these communities, these organizations which are fighting this heroic everyday war. If we can do that, then I think we can change the world. Because changing the world cannot anymore be local. Whatever we do, we have to think of doing it on a global scale. So that's about all, and we can talk more in discussions. Thank you.